This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Justin Fisher, the CEO and founder of a business called The Brulin, which is ice cream and frozen yogurt machines. G'day, Justin.
G'day, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. Now, before we get into exactly what your business does now, you started out cleaning these machines, did you not?
That's correct.
From McDonald's. Tell us about that, because I imagine that was quite a while ago, but tell us about your story.
Yeah, that's correct, Alan. I actually started my first business when I was 8 years old selling mice to the pet shops and the kids at school, and I started—
Selling what? Mice?
Pet mice, yeah.
Oh, did you? Right.
Yeah, so I'd sell them for 20 cents each to the pet store.
Where'd you get them from?
I breed them myself.
Goodness.
Yeah, so the ROI wasn't so good on that one. Then I started mowing lawns and washing cars, and to cut a long story short, got my first and only job at McDonald's. And the ice cream machine's always breaking down there, and I thought there's got to be a better way around this. So I started cleaning them for my franchise owner, and the machines stopped breaking down so frequently, and they were saving a lot of money.
So what did you do differently to stop them breaking down when you cleaned them?
Pretty much just took a lot of pride in what I did, to be honest, Alan. Didn't cut any corners, did it as the book said and followed the manual. And as the manufacturer recommended, did it the same way and wasn't in a rush to get out of there. Spent the time required, and
so they were breaking down because they weren't being cleaned properly.
That's
correct. Is that right?
Absolutely, and they're quite technical as well. So, I'm quite mechanically minded myself.
So, because this is important, because you know, you then went on to clean machines as a business, didn't you?
Correct. Yeah,
and that became quite a big business, I think, because you stopped everyone else's machines breaking down.
Yeah, it did. So it was over a period of probably 10 years we ended up servicing and cleaning most of the soft serve machines for McDonald's and Hungry Jack's.
Right. And how big did that business get? What sort of turnover did you achieve?
That got to around 6 million turnover and probably 50 employees and contractors. Yeah, it was quite a big business. And we were also doing breakdowns and repairs as well. So we kind of diversified from just doing the cleans into doing repairs and breakdowns. That was quite a big industry and a big business.
But you sold that business. When was that?
I did sell that business back in, I think, 2001. I went through a separation with my first fiancé.
Right.
And, I was forced to sell that and sold the business. And then
she wasn't your wife. She was your fiancé.
My fiancé, yeah.
Because, I mean, it says in my briefing notes that you, having sold the business, you then ended up with no money, which I can't understand.
Yeah, well, I didn't get a very good price for it because it was a fire sale.
Oh, why? Well, did the business end up going bad?
The business was going really well, but we had one major client being McDonald's. And big companies like those guys don't sign contracts. So there was no contracts in place. It only had one customer and obviously a high risk investment for anybody wanting to purchase it.
Right. So can you tell me what you got for it?
No.
But anyway,
it's called confidential.
So you apparently packed up your ute and drove to Sydney from Queensland, where you were living, and drove to Sydney.
That's right.
To start again.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't think I had it in me to do it all over again, but I'm quite pragmatic and determined. And I thought, I'm not going to go down that easily. So yeah, I packed everything up I had in the back of a ute and drove down to Sydney. And I was staying in a backpacker's place in Bondi for probably 6 months while getting back on my feet again and just used my
living on Maggi noodles.
Maggi noodles and milk. That was about it. And no television or anything.
It turns out that you then invented a machine. Tell us about how that came about.
Yeah,
because you called it. It's got a German name, Brulin, but actually it's your machine, right?
Correct. Well, my surname is Fischer, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, which is the German spelling of Fischer. And my father's side of our family has a German ancestry, and we've got a lot of relatives over there. So I literally, to answer your question, Alan, I travelled the world trying to find a good soft serve machine to import into Australia and New Zealand, and went to all the exhibitions worldwide and couldn't find one. I thought, well, hang on, you know, I've been working on these things for almost 15 years at the time. I know all the good gear comes from and what makes them tick and what makes them break down, so why don't I manufacture my own machines?
So tell me how you did that.
So what I did was I made contact and reached out to all the world-leading suppliers for spare parts in France, Germany and Italy, and set up accounts with those guys, and then did some research of good places in China where I could lease an assembly plant, and then imported the parts and the stuff from Europe into our assembly plant in China in Guangzhou. We put the machines together there, and then we export around the world.
So how did you fund all that?
With what I had in savings and cash in hand, mostly. Honest, I've not borrowed money ever.
But you were broke living in a backpackers.
I was.
So what am I missing?
You're missing about 10 years of more work in Sydney,
and then
I
see.
Yeah, right. So there's about a 10-year between when I was broke and getting back on my feet again.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
Yeah. So you've created these machines and getting them made in China. And now, how many do you sell?
We're doing at the moment between 1,200 and 1,500 per month, and exporting all over the world.
Goodness me, I didn't even know that. 1,200 and 1,500 a month.
Correct. Yeah.
Gosh. So it's not just ice cream; it's frozen yogurt as well.
You can put anything to them: frozen yogurt, coconut whip, acai whip, soft serve, whatever you want. So we can set them up to put any recipe you like through them.
And how much do you charge for them?
The entry-level machine is around $8,000 USD, right up to $22,000 USD for the big machines.
Right. And I noticed on the website, when you've kind of described the machines, mm-hmm. They're both the countertop one and the freestanding one. You've got a thing called Achieve Overrun between 15% and 80%. Now, what does that mean?
So the overrun is how much air you're pumping into the soft serve or the frozen yogurt product, and that's what makes the flavour taste so good and gives the business their return. So you can get up to 400% GP on your soft serve because you're selling air effectively.
What's GP?
Gross profit.
Right. Okay. So so you're selling air.
Correct. So if you sell tubbed ice cream, which a lot of restaurants do, you get a scoop of ice cream, you're looking at probably 20-30% margin. With soft serve machines, because you're pumping air into the product, one, it tastes better, and two, you're getting up to 400% GP.
Oh, that is a beautiful business.
Heavens above,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go. And so, and what about cleaning them? I imagine that you're pretty good at that, or at least you. Do they self clean?
No, they don't. None of them self clean. None of the brands worldwide do. They've all got to be cleaned at some point. But ours, we've made them so simple because we've spent so many years researching the common faults of our competitors' machines. We say to our clients, if you can wash the dishes, you can clean our machines. You could do it, Alan. You could. If you can wash the dishes, you can wash these.
Yeah, well, fair enough. No, well, I've forgotten how to wash the dishes.
Have you?
Washing machines. No, we've got dishwashing machines now.
There you go.
No, but what sort of, if a store or whatever it is spends $10,000 on one of these machines, what sort of ROI, what's the return on investment?
It depends on what their turnover is. So if they turn over, say, one case of soft serve mix a week, they'd be looking at adding to their bottom line between $1,000 and $1,300 a week straight to the bottom line. And that would be quite an average, realistic turnover. So there's, 12, 13, 14 weeks and you've got your return on investment back already.
Gosh. So there you go. And I noticed on your website you provide finance as well.
Correct. So we can lease, HP, rent the machines, whatever the customers want, we can help them out with.
Yeah, and there's a borrowing amount slide, but only slides up to $10,000. Is that the total? Is that the maximum amount you'll lend?
No, our lenders, we work with partners on that one, so that will go right up to 21.
Right, I see. And how much of your product is exported and how much you sell here?
At the moment, 80% to 90% will be exported outside of it. Well, we export from Guangzhou. So Australia and New Zealand's quite a small market for us, obviously, with the population here, Alan. So we look after Australians at ourselves and set up distributors around the world. So we've got a great distributor over in Dubai. We picked up the Sheraton, Dubai International Airport, Zero Gravity Beach Club, some good reference sites over there already.
So do you own the business?
Yes.
Myself. Entirely, 100%?
100%. I'm the CEO and founder, and my younger brother, Scotty, has been with me since the start. He's a shareholder in a company as well, so there's the two of us.
Just the two of you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
Justin.
Thank you.
What a fantastic achievement. Global business. What are you turning over now? What's your annual turnover?
We did 25 the last financial year, and we're hoping we're forecasting $35 million this coming financial year.
Well, fantastic. And up from cleaning machines in McDonald's, cleaning soft serve machines in McDonald's to having a global $35 million a year business from and designing your own. That's fantastic. Well
done. Thank you, mate. Thank you. It was a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, of course.
Just not giving up and staying focused, you know, so.
Yeah. Good on you. Well, I've been talking to Justin Fisher, who's the founder and CEO of Brulin Soft Serve Machines. Thanks for joining us, Justin. Great to talk to you.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Alan.